research teams from around the world come to show you cool products. It's Blues. It's what the blogosphere tells you about the news. That was a pretty good sales pitch right there, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah,
all right, what's your name?
I'm Chris Koenig. Nice to meet you.
I'm Michael Gammon.
Nice to meet you, too. Great. Blues, we'll be hearing a lot about it. First of all, tell me a little bit about it, and then I want to get into the demo.
So the basic idea of Blues is the following. News these days does not exist in a vacuum anymore. You have the entire blogosphere commenting on news. There's links being exchanged about news, comments in all sorts of social media. What we are trying to capture is giving some idea of that back to the reader. So what we collect in this example are political news, and we collect from all sorts of conservative and liberal blogs the sort of links that are being, sort of the number of links that are actually being shown, plus some idea of emotional charge for that.
So if I only care about Obama and Clinton and not McCain and Huckabee, then that would be geared towards the settings, whatever it is that I choose to have my blues.
It's not only limited to special candidates, but what you actually can see is, well, how does the conservative blogosphere react to a keyword like that? For example, Obama, how do they react to Huckabee? How do they react to a specific issue?
So what we see here is an aggregate of about 2 weeks of news from 2 weeks ago until today. The wings that you see on the sides indicate the number of inlinks from liberal blogs on this side and from conservative blogs over here. The little boxes, they go from 1 to 4, and they show you the emotional charge that is exhibited by these posts when they talk about a particular news article. So what you can do is, Christian can show that to you now, we can sort by, you know, in these 2 weeks' worth of news, for example, you can sort by the most popular news articles from the liberal perspective, same thing from the conservative perspective. We can also do a keyword search, so if you're not interested just in news in general, but you're interested in a particular topic.
Okay, so he typed in Iraq.
Yep, and we're doing a search now. So now you got the articles that have the word Iraq in them. And again, you can sort them by liberal inlinks, conservative inlinks. And you see, you know, there are some differences here. For example, there's, you know, a fairly charged article, or blog post rather, from the left. Quite a bit more on the conservative side, but on average, the emotional charge is not as high.
So no topic is not available.
That's correct.
Within certain parameters, of course.
Yes, that's correct. And you could imagine, this being extended beyond political news. So you could pull out, like, economical news. You could pull out technology news, entertainment news, and all of that. We're just focusing right now on the political sort of arena as a showcase. But you could imagine doing that in various other domains.
Perfect. It's Blues. It's what the blogosphere tells you about the news. Blues. I love that. It's just fun to say, Blues. Blues.